How is this?
It doesn't seem louder to me.
It's very loud in my ears.
Okay.
Just make this the intro. Bum bum ba ba ba.
Are you gonna hop right in, or are we gonna be like, "Hi, welcome to the podcast. We're happy to have you."
Why did you sound so angry?
Hi, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, really real cool. Glad. Real happy to interact listening. With our listeners or whatever.
Okay, yeah. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. It's February. Oh, yeah.
February. What day is it?
It's the 5th. The groundhog saw his dick, so 5 more weeks of all of this is, I think, what that means.
Okay.
Is it a boy groundhog or a girl groundhog?
It's Punks and Honey Phil.
Okay, but then this is the name. What is it a boy or a girl?
I believe it's a boy, because I always say he saw his shadow. So I'm going
to respect mansplaining, the seasons to us.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I bet David loves that.
I just want the daylight back. I'm so sick of it getting dark before 6 p.m.
We're like 5 or 6 weeks out from daylight savings coming back in.
Yeah, it's always around my birthday, because for my birthday, I always get like one less hour of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So
did we do have you heard about this on daylight savings time?
No.
I know I keep saying savings, and I'm sorry for that, but we'll have to do one when the time comes.
It's March 14th. So it's a week after my birthday.
I know.
Okay, well, I want to throw that all in there so our listeners know when my birthday is.
Clearly you're not concerned about operational security. You work for a security company. Shameful.
People can know my birthday. It's fine.
How are they going to send me gifts if they don't know when my birthday is?
Exactly.
Last year,
I just won't tell them my social security number. Yeah, it's 552.
Each episode, we're going to give out a different number of Becca's social security number.
Not in order. You're going to have to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. And you won't know which episodes
were... I can tell you
one of
the numbers
right now. Okay. 3. Oh, I wrote that down.
Oh.
Bingo. Social Security number, bingo. Last year, Daylight Savings started on... well, we were on the cruise.
That's right. We were all hungover and motion sick and...
I feel like they should have charged us because we got 1 hour less. Yep. Like, we should have got money back. Less.
Well, we should have gotten money back because they marketed a cruise to us during a pandemic.
Well, they didn't at the time. I don't think they knew.
They gave us a room upgrade because everyone was canceling because it was a pandemic. And that should have... that's on us. We should have been like, maybe we shouldn't go.
Honestly, if you and David were like, "We're not going," I would have been like, "Great, I don't want to go," because I didn't want to go. I had fun, mostly.
It was fun.
But, like, I didn't want to go.
Well, I think we learned that the solution for the next time is to get, like, a beach house with a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm. We could buy an island. No. We'll use our GameStop money to buy an island.
Nope.
Why?
Because we didn't make that much GameStop money.
We need to do more stonks.
I just want to say, if you don't donate every penny of your GameStop money, you're probably selfish and horrible.
So. Yeah, that's true. That seems like a reasonable position on this.
Mm-hmm. I'm a reasonableist.
Are you a bad reasonableist if you don't donate?
No.
How do you learn reasonableology? I'm just trying to add more to this word that isn't really a thing.
I don't like it. It's making me uncomfortable because now I'm thinking of how I have to add on to it, and I'm getting stressed.
You can't. Yeah,
out,
you're so. Not as funny as me. So.
Yeah, that's true.
It's because I've had so much darkness in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Funny.
Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to like. One of our friends is going through a breakup right now. I really wanted to be like. This is this person's first breakup, I'm assuming. Never wanted to be like, this is going to make you so much, like, funnier. And you need, like, pain in your life to become an interesting person, yeah. I think.
And, like, I wasn't funny until the first time someone broke my heart. And then I was like, I got fucking jokes.
I had to get a personality. Like, I look back at the, like, horse girl I was when I was dating my, like, college boyfriend. And people, like, I got roasted when people saw my my senior pictures from high school. And Taylor had the great line of, like, you look like someone who, like, definitely thinks everyone should carry a gun.
You look like someone who bullied me in high school.
You look like someone that thinks Sandy Hook was fake.
Yeah, we had a lot of good quips. We should have saved those and used them here, but
yeah.
You know who looks like they think Sandy Hook was fake?
Who?
That one lady in the house.
Oh. Margarine.
Margarine Taylor Thomas. I keep seeing them refer to her as MTG, and I follow a bunch of nerds who like Magic the Gathering, and so mm-hmm. I get very confused about what I'm hearing. Becca's got her wine. Baby needs her bottle.
It's Friday night, man. We usually record Saturday morning.
That's true. We're doing a special Friday night episode because all day tomorrow, Becca's going to be trimming her toenails. And if you don't know Becca, if you've never seen her toenails, it is like a 12-hour process. So we'll get the clipping sounds in there. We are going to record those tomorrow, but we're doing the main part of the episode tonight.
No, I'm just the semester of grad school is already getting quite intense. I've been told that the first 3 weeks of this class are the worst.
Didn't you take like 300 pages of notes on the first lecture?
The first week of lectures, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like... It's just so much new information. I really love it, and it's taught really well, so I want to do well. And it's, like, one of the first classes where, like, all the things that we're learning are things that I need to understand and know for my field. Like, up to this point, a lot of these classes have just been, like, breadth coursework for the degree.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more like I probably could get a fine grade if I did less effort, but I want mm-hmm. to do well in this. So.
And
my family's coming next week, so.
Your career is you're an assistant data science, assistant to the data science team?
That's it. Yep.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yep. I know your mom's going to be here next week because we got big plans.
She's going to host the podcast. Yeah, they're going to come on Friday. We're going to get some dinner and then we're going to do a little podcast.
I'm excited.
It's going to be really fun. Yeah. We're going to give her some white wine
mm-hmm.
and just see what happens.
We're going to inject it right into her veins.
Yeah,
I'm told that's
David's
okay.
going to hang out with my dad and drink some mediocre beer out on the couch.
We're going to teach your mom what a butt chug is.
I think she knows. Because we talked about this during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings.
Oh, when he was boofing.
When he was talking about boofing and he said it was a drinking game. And I think she was like texting me and she was like, that's not what that is.
That's not what that is. Rebecca, I looked this up. That is not a game. It's actually very dangerous.
Yeah. I got some secrets out of her the last time we were in like Traverse City doing wine tasting. So mm-hmm. Things might get weird.
I know. Next week, I think I predict a longer episode than normal because Mary's spilling mm-hmm. the tea, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. Yeah. We'll see. I'm going to edit tomorrow, I think. Today, Chris was going to get their second shot. Walked out to their car and found out it had been broken into. Like in the Prius, there's like your normal window, and then just in front of it is a little window, and that doesn't move or open or anything. And someone broke that and unlocked the car, and they didn't actually really steal anything but rollerblades. I would love to have rollerblades, by the way, but rollerblades and toolkit that was in there. So that part wasn't too bad, and you know their insurance is going to take care of it. But it wouldn't start, and so I left in the middle of my day to go. And pick them up and get them to their appointment, which the shot went fine, but they also needed to talk to IT at the clinic they're at. And the guy that was trying to help resolve the issue clearly did not know anything because Chris had to FaceTime me so that I could help troubleshoot an issue with like a Mac machine trying to connect to a Windows domain, which wasn't even the actual problem. The guy didn't know that he was using the wrong username. Which is a classic mistake that these people make. I'm like, you're a sysadmin. I trusted you because I'm not officially working. I trusted you to know that you're not using the right name, and you've let me down. That's, he also kept calling me Chris's friend. And they were like, oh, actually, Jesus. No. That's we don't so like each other.
We're not friends.
Yeah.
Well, great.
Do you want to talk about the shitty people in U of M's CS department?
Well, I guess we can. We can give a fair warning that, you know, it involves sexual assault of a child. You know, true. Casuals, CS department stuff. So if you don't want to hear that, you can skip that, I guess. But yeah, there were some revelations in the past week that the former chair of the department and like one of the most revered professors in the department, Peter Chen, was accused of allegedly raping an 11-year-old girl repeatedly throughout the course of like a year and a half. She was on his robotics team. And it really sucks. Like, a lot of people really looked up to this guy. He was always, like, I never had him as a teacher, but he was always the person that people were like, oh, if you can take this class with him, you should, or if you can take that class with him, you should. And our friend Ben really loved him. The issue, like, so as soon as these allegations came to light, he was put on administrative leave. That's not my issue. My issue is that he oversaw all of the hearings for Jason Mars, who is a professor at U of M, who is still a tenured professor and is still teaching. Jason Mars was accused of sexual assault sexual misconduct, harassment, etc., by colleagues at Clink, his startup that he no longer works at.
I wonder
but
why.
But he's tenured at the university, which I think means that for you to lose your job, there have to be hearings. And the person overseeing those hearings was Peter Chen, who at the time, while the hearings were going on, was raping an 11-year-old girl. So I just feel like those hearings should probably be thrown out and redone. And yeah. We should reevaluate whether this guy gets to teach here. And there's nothing being discussed about that. I don't know what's going to happen, but it is really just appalling. The whole department is very toxic. Like, there are more stories that I don't know, that I don't even know the half of. That I've heard whispers of about many different faculty members, many different, you know, researchers within the department. Like, it's very toxic. It seems to be a culture of predators protecting predators. It's very unfortunate.
That's what I was kind of thinking of, just because I know a lot of people, I see that are metrics, and so most of the people listen to us are in Ann Arbor, and I'm like, everyone probably is connected to this somehow, because I remember even hearing about that guy from either you or Ben at some point. So, like, I was like, he was mm-hmm. well-liked and well-respected. And, of course, he's a mm-hmm. shit-ass predator, like so many people turn out to be, which is unfortunate. But
the thing is, like, there are a lot of people for whom there are, like, rumors circulating and, you know, things kind of assumed and, like, things swept under the rug. And there are people that are kind of known that might have some things, skeletons in their closet. He was not one of them. So this was just a shock to everybody. He was always like kind of known as like deeply religious, very straight edge. And I like there was somebody said this week of like when it comes to child predators, especially, it's always the person that you would least expect. Because these are the kind of people that can like gain the trust of a child over time. And it's really upsetting. So
it's such like a weird, why are there so many in that department though, right? Like, that's what I wonder about it is, are they in a club and they have hats and they protect each other when they do these shitty things?
I don't know. I hate it.
Becca, I don't like it either. I'm going to be honest with
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There have yet to be, well, so there are Title IX, like, things going on within the department that I don't know about that are secret for a reason that have to do with faculty members and their grad students or, you know, things like that. All I know is that when someone that I worked with, we were both seniors and she was thinking of doing her PhD at Michigan, another female PhD student like told her like, I can't in good conscience tell another woman to come here and do their PhD mm-hmm. here. So I don't know what that means or what the context is there, but
PhD just in the CS stuff, right? Or it's CSE or yes. something there, right? It's not CS.
It's, yeah, well, computer it's science the School and Engineering. Of Engineering. It's the School of Engineering, mm-hmm. so it's the CS department within the School of Engineering.
You can get
a CS degree through the College of LSNA, which is what I did. So I didn't have to take chemistry. I got to take French instead.
Mm-hmm. And as we know, French people have no knowledge of chemistry.
That's correct.
I built the Lego San Francisco last night, so I'm basically an engineer also.
That's exciting.
Did I tell you that when...
I haven't done Legos in a long time.
I think I told you. I don't know if I mentioned it here, but my title change hit this week because I started my new role. And it says software developer. Yeah, new title just dropped. It slaps.
Yeah.
It's a bop.
Everyone that's in R&D has that. Like, mine still says... I think mine still says, like, software engineer, data scientist, data science, data, or something.
Yeah, it's like the weird string.
Stupid.
I just like showing that to people and be like, yeah, I'm basically a software developer. Don't worry about it, but that's what Cisco considers me. Could I develop software? No.
Jamie Pringle went from applications engineer to, I think he's now a software engineer.
I think that's probably what I'm going to do too. I was talking with with the new manager and he was like, do you have any interest in learning how to code? Like, I don't feel like you have to, but if you want to. And I was like, absolutely, I do. Yes. That's kind of where a lot of this has been tracking for years. So
yeah, there's just like infinitely more upward mobility once you get on that track. So
yeah, there's not a lot of places to go from CSE other than to move into this like application engineer. So that's pretty exciting. I got to skip, you know, terrible years of school and I'll just get to learn it as I go. Hopefully I don't die before I know what I'm doing. Fingers crossed.
Nice. I'm never going to know what I'm doing. That's the trick.
Yeah. Maybe you'll live forever, though.
Maybe.
So I know I said I was going to ask every week, are you still happy to have David there?
Yes. Yeah.
You can blink twice if you're not. Like, I'm watching right now. Oh, my God. She's rapidly blinking her eyes. Does that even mean?
No. It's really nice to have another human here to...
Wow, I'm going to say ouch for Cammie on that one.
Well, sorry, but Cammie can't, like, clean the apartment. So.
I bet she can and she just doesn't. Like, she sees you doing it and be like, idiot, I could do that. I just don't want to.
I'm going to lay here on the couch and pretend like all I can do is bark, bark.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Kind of just want to leave that silence in there. Okay, well, let's read our first story. Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
You usually go first, so whatever.
All right. David put one update in here, but we didn't read the one. He wasn't sure if we'd read the one that it's an update of, and I don't think we did.
Well, we can always read that one. Like, does it link back out to the old post?
I don't know.
It does. All right, let's read the original post and then read the update.
Okay. All right, here I go to the original post. Do, do, do,
do, do, do, do. That's our going to the original post theme.
The title is a doozy. Here we go. Am I the asshole for accusing my brother of being gay instead of studying all day?
I like that it rhymes. What? That's fun.
It's like, this could be a song in a musical. Okay. I'm 14, male. My brother is 22, male. We've always had a great relationship. He is the one I'm closest to all my life so far. He started a PhD doing maths at the top university last summer. Yeah, they're British. And I'm truly... Okay, so do we have to read the rest of it in a British accent? Because I don't want
I think to. You have to. Yeah, I don't have to, but you do.
I'm not going to do it. I'm truly happy for him. Although that meant he would be away from home 6 to 7 months a year. Well, if you're British, how far away from home is away from home?
Yeah.
Like, it's a small island.
You got to take the train out of King's Cross. I don't know a lot about Britain. The Harry Potter train. Kids at Hogwarts.
The one doing train station shit. You know of because of Harry Potter.
That's fine.
Okay.
What do they know
he
about me?
Distant.
Nothing.
He grew more distant from me ever since. Even when he was back home for the holidays, on most days he would stay in his room the whole day and only come out for meals and to tuck me into bed at night.
They're Wait. British. No, they're British.
What? That doesn't mean what?
They call it the Molly okay. Tuck. That's they've been doing that for years.
I don't believe you. When he did play games or have prolonged chats with me, he was his old self, but those became more infrequent. When I asked him about it, he said he was too busy nowadays, but will still spend Sundays with me, which he did.
The Lord's Day.
Recently, he decided to postpone his studies until summer because of lockdown. And one thing... Wait, when was this posted?
A week ago.
7 days ago. Okay. He decided to postpone his studies until summer because of lockdown. And one would think he would have more free time now, but apparently not. He continued saying that he was working, saying something like, "No one ever succeeds by doing the least amount of work."
That's true. Not true. I've worked in retail.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It didn't make sense. So I suspected he wasn't studying all day. I asked him if he was dating and he said he was too busy to date. Anyways, one night after he thought I went to bed, I listened at his door and I heard him talking on the phone and it was obvious from the way he spoke that it wasn't just a friend. I've always suspected that he was gay since he never showed any interest in girls. Figured he always denied dating because he was ashamed of being gay. I was angry that he lied to me. How do you know he's talking to a guy? Okay. Yesterday, I was arguing with my mom about my grades when my brother chimed in and said if you spent your time studying instead of arguing, maybe you would get better grades. Boom. Got him. And I said, you probably spend your time dating boys instead of studying anyways. My mom was like, how dare you say that? Sent me to my room. Don't know how my brother reacted afterwards. I knew I shouldn't have talked back, but I didn't say anything too bad, even when I did. In the past, my brother never got angry at me. Also, this time, it was kind of his fault for lying to me.
Even though, and to be clear, at no point has the brother been like, oh, you caught me.
Yeah, he's not admitted that he's gay. But yesterday he ended up skipping dinner and didn't tuck me into bed at night. You're 14 years old.
Oh my God.
So I think he was really angry. Then today everything went back to normal and even watched a movie with me. So perhaps he felt bad about lying to me too. And that's why he's not angry anymore.
They watched not sure if I'm the Brokeback asshole. Mountain and then Call Me By Your Name.
I was angry he lied to me. What?
That's... That and then I think maybe he felt bad about lying to me and that's why he's not angry anymore. I was like, okay, this, I mean, the kid's 14, but he's clearly an asshole. He's an asshole in training.
Yeah. Also, why are you getting tucked into bed at night? You're 14.
Like, even if he is gay, you're still an asshole.
He's not lying to you. Yeah, like, not coming out isn't lying. Like, it's just not telling someone that you're gay. That doesn't, it's none of your business. You're okay. Here, you're the asshole. Your brother's an adult dealing with adult stresses. He's allowed to live his own life outside of you. Also, using sexuality to hurt someone or claim something you don't know is immature. He has the right to do what he needs to do as much as he wants to. Focus on yourself and not your brother. Also, it doesn't matter if he's gay or not. He's an adult and dealing with his own life.
A lot of people saying it's weird that you're getting tucked in at 14.
It's also just bizarre that, like, what do you think a PhD program is? Like, that's kind of
that's where
the
you
whole
go
part,
to meet other gay guys.
You're very busy. Like,
oh, oops. Okay, right, so we need to read the update. Yeah, this one has a lot of awards on there.
Okay. Hey, so I want to thank everyone who commented on my original post. I'll be honest that I was angry at first when all of the judgments were negative, but I thought about it and realized that I really was a selfish prick who never thought about it from my brother's perspective. Thank you for making me aware of that. I apologized to my brother today. We had a long conversation. He didn't hold it against me and said he's glad I'm learning to take responsibilities for my actions. He said he knew what I was going through, and sometimes he gets sad too, knowing that we're both growing up and things are changing. Aww. I cried when he said that. Our family
Who's
had
the gay
problems
one
with
now?
Money when I was in... Yeah, crying. Jesus. Our family had problems with money when I was in primary school, so my parents used to work long hours, and my brother practically brought me up. He said that if I'm willing to try improving my grades, I could spend some time each day studying in his room while he worked on his degree, which sounds like a good idea. Apparently, he's been planning to take me to Italy sometime next year so we can spend some time together when he has less going on. He remembered that I always wanted to go there after seeing some movie when I was younger. Lol.
What movie?
He forgave me for nearly outing him. Luckily, my mom thought it was an insult and didn't think much about it. I go to a traditional school which doesn't educate us on LGBT issues, so I read up on that online and realized how dangerous what I did was and how great my brother is for still talking to me and being so loving. I also want to apologize for people on Reddit who were offended by my attitude towards being gay in my original post. So anyway, thank you. I'll try to be more mature from now on. That's wholesome.
It is wholesome. Someone here says it's ass wholesome, if you will.
Ass wholesome, if you will. Oh, that's good.
That is good. That's a good update. I'm glad that the person is learning.
Especially because he's 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all you can really expect.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of 14-year-olds would read all those negative comments and be like, no, they're wrong.
Forget this. It's the children who are wrong. So then the brother is gay is what we've learned.
Yeah.
So really, the kid's not the asshole anyways. He's helping. No, I'm kidding. Obviously, that is not the case here. But I do like to see, you know, every now and then we read these and we would have tore that kid apart if it was just the original posts and been like, wow, what a piece of shit. I hope someone tucks him into an early grave or something like that. But instead, we get to be like, wow, assholesome. It is still weird that he gets tucked in, though, I gotta say. I don't remember. What do you think the last time you got tucked in was? How old do you think you were? David doesn't count.
My dad was gone a lot when we were kids because he was in the army. But whenever he was home, he would, like, tuck us in at night. I don't know. The oldest I was probably, like, 9, 10.
Do you ever tuck him in when you go home now?
I do not.
Missed opportunity for some bonding, I think.
Nope.
I think that's probably about the same time my last tuck was maybe 10, maybe 11. I don't remember. It's been a minute. Because I can't sleep that anyway.
Wasn't one of our first date questions, what was the last time your parent set you down before never picking you up again?
It absolutely is. Don't ruin them. We're using those on your mom next week.
That's right.
We'll be like, this is just a get to know you segment. We just have some questions that, you know, if you remember the episode, we answered those and you'll be like, oh yeah, I remember that. And she'll be like, oh, I don't remember doing that.
What's your favorite 9/11 voicemail?
The answer is always, it's so hard to choose. I like the guy that calls, he doesn't call his wife. He calls his mistress.
He called his mistress.
And the mistress has to call the wife. And somehow they have that recording too. It's a great series.
Do they?
No,
is that
I made
real?
That all up. I still don't know why you believe the things I say ever.
You're so confident. All right,
that's
go ahead,
the key. That's the key into lying. All right, I'm gonna read this wrong about songwriting. Have you ever written a song? I haven't.
I've tried. It's hard.
It is hard. All right. Am I the asshole for making a song about my girlfriend and posting it online? I make my own music, producing, writing, all that. I'm not in the hunt to get discovered. I just love the art. I have a decent following and have been in the local news a few times. As a gift of sorts, I made a song about my girlfriend. I showed it to her and she loved it. A few weeks later, I told her that my followers were digging the new song. She asked which song and I told her. She seemed to get mad at me. I asked her what was wrong, and she said she thought that the song wasn't special anymore because she wasn't even the first to hear it. I posted it first because I didn't want to give her garbage. She's asking me to take it down, and I told her no, which made her even angrier. Am I the asshole? This one says people have rated the poster as the asshole.
I think the only thing that's kind of asshole-ish here is that posted it online before letting his girlfriend hear it.
I think there.
If it was a gift for her, then.
There's some things have come to light, so I feel like we need to see what comments have been said here.
So we should go to this person's page.
That's what I'm doing.
They have negative 100 comment karma. Okay, here we go. I made it about her and for her, but not for her exclusively. I don't make shit for clout, but I posted it to my followers before she heard it to see what they thought and kept it up because they liked it. Yeah, so it wasn't really a gift.
No, this was a song you did and then said it was for her. Because this info, yeah. Was the song a gift to her or just inspired by her? It was both. I made it for her as part of a gift, and it's about her, so I guess you could say inspired by.
Yeah, this is weird. I don't know that I'd go so far as to say you're an asshole, but it's not a good gift.
I absolutely like, am. I mean, that's the kind of shit I might have done in, like, middle school.
Well, it's one thing if she's the first person to hear it. It's different if you've already put it out and then you're like,
yeah,
people like this song. So
I workshopped your gift.
Yeah,
we did a retro on it after I posted it. A lot of good comments came out of that. Here's version 2.0.
All right, should we take our break?
Yeah. You know what? Let's do it.
Nice.
Great. Welcome to the Unholy Pod. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to the podcast. All right, let me turn it back down. Okay, I think that's better.
Let's Great. Get ready to podcast.
That just makes me think of that movie with Michael Jordan and they play basketball with the
Philadelphia.
No. 8 Mile. No, the Looney Tunes and Michael Jordan play basketball. Holy shit, what's that movie called?
Trainwreck.
Oh my god.
Trainwreck.
No.
Yeah. Oh, Hangover no, two. No. It was.
What is it?
Groundhog's Day.
Shut the fuck up.
I know what it
Schindler's
is.
Schindler's List.
Yeah.
The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. What is that movie called, though, for real? What is it called, like, on the tip of my tongue?
It's called Space the Looney Jam. Damn it, you figured it out.
Yeah, Space Jam. Came out in 1996. The theme song from it was I Believe I Can Fly.
I know what I had the soundtrack, Rebecca.
Okay.
I'm only human.
Cool. Are you ready for our game? Are we back from our break?
Yeah, we can be back from the break. If
Great.
If you're done farting into the microphone.
That didn't happen.
Okay, you farted near the microphone. It wasn't in it.
I didn't fart at all. Never farted in my life. I just burped them out.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes if I feel, I kind of go and pull them back in, and they work their way all the way back up. Not today, little fart. All
right. Are you ready to lose this game?
I absolutely am.
All right. So our game, where I pick 5 titles from Am I the Asshole? One of them is fake. The rest are real. Jess has to guess which one is fake. Mm-hmm. Jess, please pick a number between 1 and 5.
0.69.
Okay, 2.
The correct answer was nice.
Nice. All right.
Thank you.
Am I the asshole for asking my date why her boobs got smaller? Am I the asshole for asking my uncle to stop bringing up my dead dog over dinner? Am I the asshole for telling my brother to, quote, suck my balls in front of our mom? Am I the asshole for not wanting to eat eggs? And am I the asshole for not tipping the pizza delivery man? All right. Am I the asshole for asking my date why her boobs got smaller? Uncle, stop bringing up the dead dog. Telling my brother to suck my balls in front of our mom. Not wanting to eat eggs. Or not tipping the pizza delivery man.
I'm going to say the eggs one.
Nope. Nope.
Okay. Was it the dead dog?
It was the dead dog.
Every week now, I'm like, what's my second one? Got it.
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to make Mary guess. We're going to come up with them together next time.
Before? Yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm excited. Then I won't lose for 1 week.
All right. Are we ready to read another post?
I guess, yeah. If you like reading posts on The Unholy Pod.
All right. Well, I'm going skiing next week. So I'm going to read the one called Skiing.
I still can't believe you didn't invite me to go skiing with your mom.
You're right. I should have thought.
She and I would have been on the chairlift in front of you. And you would see us like whispering and laughing and just looking at you and then laughing again. And you'd be so mad. We like by the end of it, we'd have our own inside jokes. Just me and Mary.
Okay. Am I the asshole for urinating off a ski lift? I, 17 male, really enjoy snowboarding and try to go as often as possible, especially now that I have my driver's license. I live in Minnesota, where a few resorts opened about 2 weeks ago, so I decided to take my brothers, 13 males. You have 13 male brothers.
That's a lot. Good for your parents.
2 Saturdays ago.
Before we keep going, I need to point out that the poster's name is Tig Bitties, which tells me this. I don't need to read the post. This person is an asshole.
They're an asshole. Yeah. They're also a 17-year-old boy who, by default, are always assholes. Just all right.
Looking at you, David.
Decided to take my two brothers, 13 males, 2 Saturdays ago to go snowboard our local hill. After snowboarding for a good chunk of the day and eating lunch, we found ourselves going up the longest chairlift to the main run. About 2/3 of the way up, the chair stopped, which is completely normal, and ski hills, and nothing out of the ordinary. The grammar's really bad here. After about 5 minutes,
from
I realized
a 17-year-old
really
boy from Minnesota, I can't imagine.
I can't believe it. After about 5 minutes, I realized I really needed to use the restroom again and figured we would be moving shortly. After sitting there for another full half an hour,
This was not a 28-minute half an hour. This was
a
30.
Full half an hour.
All the way. No half measures here.
I absolutely could not hold it. I absolutely could not hold it and longer and told my brothers to look away while I went quickly. They were snickering really loudly as went to the bathroom off the edge of the chairlift. Immediately, I heard the couple behind us talking amongst each other. So this kid can use amongst properly, but can't use the proper word. Because
he's been playing a lot of Amongst Us. We all have.
Okay. And I was sure it was about me. I stayed silent out of embarrassment/shame, just trying to finish jerking off on the chair.
I didn't. It wasn't even
trying
pee
to
by
finish.
That
finish. Gross.
Who all calls right. it finishing?
Then the woman. Then the woman in the chair in front of us turned around and saw dead on what I was doing. Ew, she's so weird. Ew. Luckily, she only chuckled awkwardly and turned back around. And I felt extremely wrong while just doing what my body physically needed to do. Yeah. We ended up sitting for another 10 minutes. No way I could have held it that long and snowboarded down the hill and made it to the chalet. Long story short, the woman in front of me told the employees at the top of the hill who'd been working to fix the lift. The three employees were extremely weirded out, and I could tell they didn't want to deal with the situation. As the stopped me to talk, they gave me a quick talking to about breaking a rule and told me I needed to leave the resort immediately. I didn't even argue because I felt too embarrassed for being called out by multiple people. So we drove home. One of my brothers told our parents what happened, thinking it was funny. My parents were not amused and ended up grounding me from going out in public with my siblings. I was mad and pleaded that I couldn't have held it anymore and that using a bathroom is a human right. No, it's not. They would not have it, and I've been grounded for a while, contemplating posting this story to Reddit. You're the asshole. This is not just as icky, but it's technically public urination, which is people go on the sex offenders registry.
Yeah, that's
that.
That's exactly flashing. What I was thinking while you were reading it. I was like,
he's lucky that
you're
just
lucky that
out.
You didn't get a police report fired. Oh, and that's the first comment here too. Go to the restroom before getting on the lift in the future.
Yeah, right? I'm sorry. I just don't buy it. Like, they said that they were doing short runs all day, and now all of a sudden he had to wait 30 minutes to pee and he couldn't hold it any longer. No, I think that this was a 17-year-old that was like, this will be funny, watch.
He made a post.
This gets you on the sex offenders list. Like, it really does. You can, you know, not get a job for forever because you peed on a ski lift. Like,
I'm reading comments this kid has made, and they're terrible. Someone posted on
someone named
Tig
Biddies.
Yeah,
he's posting terrible things.
Someone had a post.
Wait, he
on,
posted his face.
I saw that. Made me smile. Where it's wait, is he? So in this picture where he's posting his face, who is in the background?
That's Jeffrey Epstein.
And what's her name, right?
And Ghislaine Maxwell, yeah. He's posted a selfie of himself.
And guess my age.
There's a TV behind him, and on the TV, I'm guessing it was like on the news that day, but it's so funny that he's like a child, and he's posting a picture of himself being like, guess my age, and behind him on the TV is Jeffrey fucking Epstein. That's so funny.
His profile says...
He's posted it like four times.
Yeah, please someone guess my age.
Five times. No one is guessing it.
It almost seems like a troll, but it's so weird. His profile on Reddit just says, me no gay.
Oh my God.
He says, recovering addicts don't belong on the front page of Reddit, I guess.
Wait, where does he say that?
In a reply to someone who said, I've been sober for 2 years. This is a day I never felt like I would see. Definitely smiling day. He's like, you don't belong on the front page.
Holy shit.
Not on my Reddit.
Oh my God. I'm trying to find more of his terrible... Okay, he replied to someone who said, my current partner says my vagina smells weird. And he said, just douche yourself with some Sprite.
Yeah, sure.
That's straight from the doctor.
Yeah. If you've ever been to a doctor and you're like, I smell weird, they're like, just bathe yourself in Sprite inside and out.
This is he's absolutely one of the teens that yells at David while he plays video games online.
Yeah. This child
He's posted to r/libertarian.
Oh. So this kid could
be... Oh my
God!
Oh my God! He's posted to r/World of Tanks Blitz.
That's like your... So, okay. Becca made David and me download this World of Tanks game.
I saw a commercial for it, and it's a free game for the Switch, so I thought maybe it's fun.
And it wasn't. If you've played World of Tanks, you know it's not really a good game. I will say, when I was doing my Security Plus training, the trainer all the time would find a way to drop World of Tanks in to the point where I thought... He must have been being paid to bring it up. But he didn't do it in the Security Plus one. He only in the Network Plus one. So I don't know. But like every computer, he's like, we're going to go on this computer and I'll show you how to change DNS. And always on all these test computers is the World of Tanks icon. Anyway, it's a dumb game. This kid's an idiot. He's an asshole.
I'm trying to find more of his horrible comments.
Tig Biddies. What TV show can you watch over and over again without getting tired of it? Wizards of Waverly Place. What a fucking nerd.
What? I'm trying to find more of his super negative comments.
This says, in a reply to, am I the asshole for erasing the letters on my Bemis toilet to say penis? He says, you're the asshole, seems kind of gay.
Wait. He commented...
The swastika itself is not racist.
Itself is not racist. Oh my God. Okay, so somebody posted that they used to work with a guy who marked his tools with a swastika so nobody would take his tools. And he said, the swastika itself is not racist.
Yeah.
Oof!
Yeah, that's a hot take.
That is something. That is something.
Maybe he'll get a tattoo of it and be like, it's not race. Like, I'm proving a point.
It's because I'm so woke that I'm post-woke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to watch the videos. This kid, I think, would make a hell of a people leader.
Would you say you'd put him in charge of, like, 11 to 12 people at a major tech company?
That sounds right, yeah. And, like, yeah. maybe over a significant portion of the business too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the appropriate action here.
And if he posted really racist stuff online, you definitely wouldn't fire him?
No, I mean, that's online. That doesn't say anything about who he is at work.
Yeah, completely separate.
You're I believe that this person could treat his employees of color fairly.
Even after being really racist.
Saying, yeah, you know, Black Lives Matter, we're coming for you. So.
Yeah, or calling them monkeys.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Totally normal stuff.
That's fine.
This is all hypothetical. Yeah. We're being totally hypothetical.
We don't know in person.
Definitely not about a real person.
A good fit, good culture fit.
All right. Now that we posted that hypothetical to our listeners.
Yeah, just think about that.
Just sit on that and wonder, do I know anyone like that?
I'm going to read the one called Slutty Dress. And the title
is... I really want us to tweet this screenshot of your notes here that say, small boobs, dead dog, suck my balls, mom, not wanting to eat eggs, not tipping the beef.
You should tweet it. I was going to, actually.
All right, I'll tweet
Just tweet it and be like, working hard on this week's episode. Well, Becca tweets that. I'll read the next one. Am I the asshole for causing a family argument over a slutty dress? I'm 19, female. I've never really been into fashion and have always dressed sort of tomboyishly. I was telling a friend about how I'd never really worn a dress past the age of 7 and how I was looking for something fancy to wear because I don't have those sorts of clothes at all. Always end up borrowing someone else's when I have to. After a lot of looking online, I finally found a dress I really liked. It's a basic satin slip with a mid-thigh slit. Not the kind of dress that would be unusual for someone my age to wear to a party. I've seen a lot of people wearing something similar. I asked my mom which color would look best on me, as I really didn't know, and she's someone who's quite into fashion. She took one look at it and called it slutty and asked me why I wanted to look like a slut so badly. Later on, she told my dad about the slutty dress, and he sided with her. He said the description of the dress made him queasy, and that although he wouldn't have used the words my mom did, he didn't think it was wrong of her to use them. He also said it was not like me to wear such clothing, which isn't false, but then I'm also 19 and need clothes other than sweatpants and oversized t-shirts. I'm not proud of it, but I lost my anger at them, which is why I believe I may be in the wrong here, and said it wasn't fair to make me feel ashamed for going out of my comfort zone and trying something new. I feel weird and awkward doing feminine things such as makeup, dyeing my hair, painting my nails, because I've always been told that that's a bimbo slutty thing to do. I even agreed to stitch the slit up because it bothered my mom so much. She told me she was merely stating her opinion, but it was an opinion that was meant to shame for something I was going to wear. If it matters, I am living in their house, but I paid for the dress with my own money. Too long didn't read. Bought a dress that's too slutty for my parents. They shamed me for it, and they caused a family argument when I lost my cool at them. Edit, I ordered it in burgundy.
Yeah, I know exactly what kind of dress she's talking about. No, you're not the asshole.
No, your parents are pieces of shit.
You're over 18, and you're using your own money to buy it. I remember, like, shopping for homecoming dresses with my mom, and, like, I wanted, like, super high heels. And she was like, mm-hmm. No, you're going to look like a slut. But in her defense, I was like 14. So it's pretty different. 19-year-old wanting to buy their own clothing. I don't think my mom has ever really commented on anything I've bought since I was 18. That was always kind of the understanding with my parents. They were like, you know, we set the rules while you live here. But as soon as you're an adult, like, whatever.
You set the rules and then we judge you.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I had gone to my parents at 19 and said I was going to wear that dress, I think they would have had some questions for me, too.
Yeah, I think it's just something I wouldn't have told my parents. Like, I would... I'm not saying this person... You're not the asshole. Absolutely not.
No, the kid's not the asshole.
It's not smart to go to your mom. Like, it sounds like you knew that this was kind of what she was going to say.
Well, but the reaction is so terrible. And the dad was like, listen, I wouldn't have said that, but your mother is absolutely right, slut.
That's like I just wouldn't have told them. I just would have bought it. And like, you're over 18, just buy it. They're not, unless they're like sorting through your mail, just buy it. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Don't just stop asking for their opinion. And then they'll learn, because then, you know, you'll stop talking to them about certain decisions, or
you'll drift apart.
Once you move out, you might visit them less, and then, you know, you'll have to communicate why. And that's, you know,
you'll be able to tell your therapist,
it's on them to deal with,
you know, that they did this to you. The reason you can't be happy is because, you know, your parents shamed you so badly and you just feel like you don't ever want to be a slut.
Yeah, but you're not going to change their perspective. Like, that this sounds like a deeper issue. So I just wouldn't even ask them about clothing.
The dress was linked in the thread, but then the poster removed it. I need you to look at this dress, Becca. I'm going to send you the link. It's gonna color your opinion here.
Maybe it is slutty. Maybe the mom was right.
It's real. You're gonna see it, and you're gonna lose your shit.
Okay, I'm ready. Oh, it's not slutty. It looks like something you'd see at like an Amish wedding.
So it is like a, it looks like kind of a silk slip dress, and it is kind of, it's kind of low cut, but
not fitted at all. I expected, one of those like shorter,
yeah, that like mid thigh, yeah,
with a slit
and some lace or something.
Yeah. This, what the fuck?
This is like a nice summer dress that you could wear to a summer wedding, I guess. With a cardigan.
This would be like a summer bridesmaid's dress.
It is a mid shin length dress with a slit that goes all the way up, the way up to the top of the calf.
Yeah, the slit goes from mid calf to the back of the knee, which most people will say is the sexiest part of your body.
Yeah, if I could pick one feature on Chris that does it for me, it's the knee pit.
It's the knee pit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Wow. So that really. So if. Then just absolutely don't talk to your parents about your fashion decisions, because it sounds like your mom's messed up.
Yeah. They've clearly internalized some nonsense that has caused them.
Yeah. There's some internalized misogyny there from your parents, and that's just something that you're not going to change them. So I would just choose your battles.
You know what's weird too is why did the mom bring it up to the dad later?
I don't know.
I don't like it. We need to save this child.
It's especially weird because you're 19. Like, I get that you're living with them, but
you're still an adult.
I feel like with this dress, my parents would have been like, sure, it's cute. But like,
they would have been like, you don't want something a little more formal?
If I were 19 and picking out an actual slutty dress with my own money, I feel like maybe my mom would have been like, I don't like it, but it's your money. Like, that would have been the conversation.
Yeah.
Like, calling your 19-year-old a slut for buying something with their own money is so weird.
And then bringing it up later and the dad going, mm-hmm, you're right on.
The bringing it up later to your husband being like, you hear about our whore daughter? Yeah. Like,
look how high that slit goes. You're going to go out there showing off your calves?
You're going to show off your knee pit to some man before he courts you? He's got to ask your father before he sees that knee pit.
Mm-hmm. Back in my day, we wore socks up to our elbows. Just one big tube.
Oh, God.
I worry about this child.
Well, she'll be fine. She's got to get out of there.
Yeah, you're probably right. I think it's your turn. Do you want to read the one that just says fucking what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great. This will be our last one, but what a journey we've been on today. Ooh, this is a long
one. Haven't we done four already? This is five.
Whatever. We're doing it. I've already said.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Calm down.
Okay. Slut.
You got me. Sitting here in my crew neck.
Yeah.
And my leggings.
Did you pencil your eyebrows in today?
I did not.
Okay, then you're not a slut. Never mind.
Thank you. No, I thought about it, and then I thought, what would Jesus do? He wouldn't fill in my eyebrows.
No. He'd turn them into darker eyebrows. He had magic powers.
He turns eyebrows into wine.
Mm-hmm. It's terrible. That's like, you're the sitting title. There, you're having a conversation, and then suddenly you got wine in your eyes. You're like, Jesus Christ. And he goes, what? You can't prove that was me. You know what? If you were Jesus and you really wanted to murder somebody, you walk up to them, you go, guess how much water is in the human body? And then you change that water into wine, and they just die because now they're more wine than anything.
Would you die right away?
If I feel like you'd live the for water like in your body was suddenly wine, absolutely you'd die.
I feel like you'd live for a couple seconds.
Yeah, long enough to be like, Jesus, no. That's when he comes Christ. Back. That's actually how they're going to figure out, you know, during the rapture. That's what happens.
Everyone's water turns. Yeah.
Yeah. If you survive, you get to go to heaven. Revelations is weird, man. I don't know why they did that.
Revelations is fucking weird. I don't know if you've
read
any of it.
I mean, the whole Bible's weird. How out of two people do you form a society? It doesn't make any sense, Becca.
Yeah, one of those boys fucked their mom.
Absolutely they did. And the dad probably encouraged
Adam and Eve had two sons? Really? Really?
How?
Really? I remember being about... I remember I had just figured out how sex worked. I was, I don't know, 22.
That's going to be the title. I had just figured out how sex works. I was 22.
That's too long.
That's what she said.
I was a kid. I think I found out pretty early because I just asked my mom and she just like drew diagrams and she was like, here's how it works. And I was like,
does she still have the diagrams?
No. But I remember being like, oh, that's so gross. And she was like, that's the right answer. It is gross. It's so gross. But I remember then being in church and like they were doing readings from Genesis and I just like leaned over to my mom and I was just like, if they had Cain and Abel, how did Cain and Abel have kids?
Which one of their penises opened to accept the other's penis?
Except the other one. It's like they both... Well, I guess Cain killed Abel, so Cain killed his brother.
Oh my god, he did that once and no one lets it go.
And that's when my mom was like, I think Genesis is probably more of a metaphor.
But the rest of the Bible, like, extremely true and serious.
Where do we draw the line?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I can't even clean my house in 7 days. I don't know how you create the whole of existence.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Am I the asshole for refusing to participate? Okay, we can just stop it there, yeah. For refusing to participate in my boyfriend's family's bizarre orange tradition. Okay. My boyfriend and I have been together for a while now. What's a while? How old are you?
What's the age difference
here? There's no information. But I hadn't met his family until a week ago when they invited us to stay at their house.
There
I was very
pandemic.
Excited to meet his parents. To meet his parents for the first time. They were super sweet when I got there. Okay. How have you been together for a while, but you're just... What is a while? Because you're just meeting his parents. They gave us free rein to do whatever. I don't know what that means.
We were not allowed to kill the family dog, but pretty much anything else.
Your boyfriend's parents are like, you can, you know, the coffee table's great for sex.
You must never enter the third floor bathroom.
Unless you wish to die a very painful death. All right. They gave us free rein to do whatever, but one thing they insisted on was that we join them for their tradition of eating oranges as a family on Saturday mornings. They grow their own oranges and have been doing this since my boyfriend was a kid, so he was especially thrilled to share the tradition with me as a rite of passage. Aww. So the morning came and his mom brought in some fresh oranges from the garden. We sat at the table and I was getting ready to peel my orange when I saw... Okay, I was gonna be like, okay, you're such a stuck up bitch, like just go along with this stupid orange thing. But then I read a little bit ahead. We sat at the table. I was getting ready to peel my orange when I saw my boyfriend's mom bite into her orange like it was an apple with the peel still on. I was so stunned when I saw my boyfriend and his dad do the same thing with their oranges as if it were totally normal. I guess they noticed my shock because they asked me why I wasn't eating. So I started to peel my orange, but then his mom told me to stop and that I was eating it wrong. And I had to bite into it with the skin to, quote, get the full experience. I politely told her that I like to peel my oranges and I'm sure they taste just as great either way. But she kept insisting that I had to bite into my orange for tradition. After saying multiple times that I'd rather peel it, and the family, including boyfriend, pushing back, I put the orange back on the table and said I appreciate the gesture, but I personally feel uncomfortable eating oranges that way, and I'd rather not participate. things were tense after that, and we left the next day. When we got home, my boyfriend chewed me out for being rude and embarrassing him and his family. He said I should have just eaten the orange, quote, the right way, since his parents
the
were
American
gracious
way.
to let me stay with them. I can't imagine. Like, imagine you're at, like, a hotel breakfast or something. You look across, and you see someone with an orange, and they bite into it like an apple. I'd be like, this is a serial killer. I'm about to die.
What's going on here? What world have I entered?
I can see his point, and I apologize for causing any hurt. I really do like his family and think they're great people, but I stand by my decision to opt out of the orange tradition. He feels I could have compromised and that I should have been able to, and that I should be able to eat things how I want. It's a silly squabble in the grand scheme of things, but my boyfriend and I are really at odds about who is in the wrong. Oh, he feels I could have compromised, but I feel I should be able to eat things how I want. Okay, I read that wrong. We're really at odds about who's in the wrong and would love an outside opinion. Okay, there's a lot of edits here.
An outside opinion on this.
Okay, edit. Some people have been asking what kind of oranges they were, whether they're actually oranges. All I can say is I was told they were oranges and they looked like typical oranges with thick skin. I was going to say if they're like the cuties with like the super thin skin.
Even
but
then.
No, this sounds like, even then that's weird, but less weird. Okay, edit two. Lots of frequently asked questions, so I'll just answer them here. No, they didn't bite into it once just to make it easier to peel. They don't peel the oranges at all. They eat the whole thing. Fruit, skin, and pit. Like one would eat an apple. Oranges don't have pits. Yes. No, they don't.
What do you think is the hard thing in the center?
There's no hard thing in the center. Have you eaten an orange?
No.
Maybe it's like maybe store-bought versus like fresh ones. Maybe the store-bought ones are modified to not have the pit.
No, I lied. There's no pit in an orange.
I was going to say. Oh, pith. It says pith. That's the white. Like stuffed stuck to the
I don't like the texture
the actual fruit. That's gross. Yeah, really bitter. Like one would eat an apple. Yes, it is messy. Yes, the skin is thick. The tradition involves eating the entire orange like that, not just a bite. I do recognize that I could have surrendered a bite to keep the peace. However, this is the first time I've seen my boyfriend eat an orange. Okay, again, how long have you been together?
David eat oranges?
Yeah, but this is something he did every weekend with his family. You'd think he would have kept eating oranges as an adult.
No. Actually, he hates it.
I do recognize that I could have surrendered a bite. Oh, I already read that. He never ate them with me, as he would say that nothing compares to his parents' oranges. He has seen me, our friends, and people in TV shows / movies eat peeled oranges. So she's being
That's
like,
how they knew she was
they're
doing
supposed
it wrong.
To be. I assume the same goes for his parents. My boyfriend has never commented before on the common peeling technique. So never before did he see her eating an orange and be like, babe, you're doing it wrong. His parents do this every Saturday. I am not sure how they eat their oranges on other days, but I imagine it's the same. The whole family is expected to participate every Saturday when at the parents' house, but I don't have to do it in my own home. The reason I didn't try one bite is mostly because I was caught so off guard, since all my boyfriend told me was that they were going to eat oranges. He didn't let me know about the method in advance, so I panicked. That and the insistence that I eat the entire fruit that way. They wanted me to turn me off to trying it. I might be more open to trying it in the future. I think that covers it. Thanks for the comments.
I would not do it. I would be like, no, that's not how I eat an orange. And that
the
would just be
one
the
comment
end of it.
Is, the number one comment is just like, have you considered the possibility that they are just fucking with you?
That, okay, if that is the case.
That would be
masterful.
Funny.
That
would that be
is commitment.
So funny.
I support it. I love that.
That would be so funny if they all were in on a joke of like, okay, we're going to tell her that we eat these oranges every Saturday, but here's the thing. We all have to eat the whole orange. We have to bite it like an apple.
Yeah, you're not going to peel it. Okay, I want to be clear.
That's the only way that this makes sense.
I hope next time she goes back there eating onions the same way.
The second top comment is not the asshole. Be glad you didn't stick around for the crab bake, LMFAO. Just bite the whole crab like an apple. You gotta eat the shell. That's the best part. There's so much protein in there.
Oh, so he doesn't... I'm reading some of the comments from the poster. He doesn't eat oranges unless it's with his parents.
This is so... That makes it weirder.
They're just regular oranges.
Somebody says, sounds like the movie Ready or Not. First, it's just a silly family tradition. The next thing you know, she's hiding in the mansion praying for dawn while they hunt her with crossbows.
Biting oranges along the way. That is
this
wild.
Is just,
I'm glad David called
so
this
weird.
Fucking what.
Yeah.
Even fucking what is an
this.
Understatement, yeah.
This is so weird. It's so weird. It's one thing if you're like, this is just a quirky thing that we do. But if you were like, I don't want to eat them like that, then they should have been like, okay. But like for them to be
fair
like, no,
enough.
You have to. Like, that makes me think this is a long con. That this is like a hilarious fucking joke.
It is but hilarious if it's a joke.
If
it's,
a joke, that's
it's
the funniest
really
thing I've ever
weird.
Heard.
It's not the funniest yeah. thing I've ever heard, but it's up there.
If all of them were like, you have to eat the whole thing no matter how gross it is. Eat the pith. Eat the peel. Eat all of it. Don't make it weird. Like, none of you can fucking break. None of them laugh the whole time. They keep it together. They're like, no, you have to eat. Don't eat it the wrong way. Don't peel it. God.
And they're
what
like,
are you doing?
Beforehand, they're like, if she doesn't do it, we got to be mean. We got to be mean to her the whole rest of the weekend. Even you, boyfriend, got to be mean to her.
Oh, my God.
It's all an elaborate ruse to get them to post this on Reddit.
That was very funny. I'm glad we closed with that.
Mm-hmm. A lot of big tonal shift from, you know, our first part of the episode to this.
Yeah, we took a journey together.
Mm-hmm. It's like we're married.
Now we're married.
Massachusetts.
Catsachusetts.
I love Mike Birbiglia. Do you think we could get
He's
him on
great.
The podcast?
Well, we should ask him.
Yeah. Did you hear back from our people we're trying to get to sponsor us?
I did not, but...
You emailed the CEO directly.
Yeah, I did. I emailed their PR person, and they were like, I've sent this along to the CEO. So then
Maybe
I
they listened to the
CEO.
Podcast and were like, absolutely not.
No, thank you.
These
that
people sound
sense.
Like sluts with their calves out.
These people sound like they show off their knee pits.
Mm-mm. That's not who we want to be associated with. We as a brand do not support this.
All right, well, see everyone next week with special guest host, my mom.
Okay.